Peace activists from around the country will converge on Washington, D.C. tomorrow to deliver a petition calling for Congress to cut military spending and use the savings to create more jobs. The action's being organized by the Jobs Not Wars Coalition, which is urging listeners to call their elected representatives on the issue if they can't make it to Washington tomorrow. WBAI's Jose Santiago spoke with Madeline Hoffman, director of New Jersey Peace Action, one of the member groups of the coalition.
The Jobs Not War Coalition of 164 organizations will be in Washington, D.C. tomorrow to present over 50,000 signatures on a petition that called for a change in our nation's budget priorities to move money out of the military budget, the Pentagon budget, and use that money instead to create jobs and make sure there's disaster relief money and train and hire veterans and unemployed and youth and, you know, to do some work that needs to be done around the country. The petition drive was started soon after the re-election of Barack Obama, and the list of endorsing organizations has grown very quickly, and it includes labor and peace and justice and community social service type organizations who see that part of the problem with our country's economy is directly tied to huge amounts of military spending. And during this time when there's a lot of negotiations in the U.S. Congress about dealing with a budget deficit and where do we cut and what do we keep, this kind of an action tomorrow is really important.
And for those who can't make it to Washington tomorrow, is there something in place that they should be doing?
I don't think there's going to be, you know, thousands of people in Washington, D.C. tomorrow where these petitions are going to be gathered and then delivered to more than a dozen representatives in the Capitol building. But, you know, for those who can't be there in person, they can call. We're urging all of the people who signed it to call this toll-free number tomorrow, 866-338-1015, 866-338-1015. We're asking people to call and tell their representative or senator that they're calling in support of this Jobs Not War petition to end the war in Afghanistan now, not the end of 2014, but now, to require the super rich and corporations to pay their fair share in taxes, to create good jobs at living wages by investing in our communities so that we have a sustainable and growing economy and people are back at work, and then redirect the nation's resources from war and uncontrolled Pentagon spending, protect, do not cut, do not touch Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, and then in ongoing or new disputes with other countries, let's rely on diplomacy and negotiation rather than another military response.
Mm-hmm. Now, there were a couple of developments in Washington today that relate to what we're talking about. First thing is that there's word that in his State of the Union speech tonight, the president is going to call for or announce that he's bringing home 43,000 troops from Afghanistan. That's about half the force there, and that he'll do it by this time next year. And then today, some official from the Defense Department testified before Congress saying that these cuts, some $46 billion in cuts that could go in through the sequestration cuts,
yes,
scheduled, that they would cause the loss of thousands of civilian jobs. I'm assuming contractors and also civilian employees of the Defense Department. How does this fit in the picture, and is the bringing home of troops, some troops, really enough, or is something greater needed than that?
Well, that's an excellent question and points made. And the one on the bringing back about half of the troops by February 2014, it's not fast enough, and there will still be too many troops remaining. And I've read further that the Pentagon and the president are still battling over, you know, when the final day is done, when the end of 2014 is here and the last soldier is gone, how many will remain? And, you know, there's likely to be 10,000 that stay until 2017, when that's down to 1,000. And then the question about sequestration, I think what we're trying to do here is to avoid sequestration in the sense that the sequestration is going to be cuts that are made across the board. About half of the money, half the cuts will come from the military, and the other half will come from discretionary spending, a lot on community programs. And it's really just basically chop, chop, chop. What we would prefer is that within the next 2 weeks, there's actually a showdown between the members of the House, you know, among the members of the House and in the Senate, to actually shape the budget to reflect a different set of priorities. Cut the weapon systems that the Pentagon doesn't want. Cut a fighter bomber that the Pentagon doesn't want. Look for those things that can be cut without, you know, affecting people's health care or veterans' benefits. To say that the cuts will come from civilian jobs, I think the Pentagon is trying to create fear and opposition rather than looking at what can be cut without hurting civilian employees.
Madeline Hoffman is director of New Jersey Peace Action. She spoke with WBAI's Jose Santiago.